His Bloody Project, Documents Relating to the Case of Roderick McRae, a novel, edited and introduced by Graham McRae Burnett.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The cairn performs best when the grindstone has been pitted. Highland Proverb. Preface. Read by the author. I'm writing this at the behest of my advocate, Mr. Andrew Sinclair, who since my incarceration here in Inverness has treated me with a degree of civility I in no way deserve. My life has been short and of little consequence, and I have no wish to absolve myself of responsibility for the deeds which I have lately committed. It is thus, for no other reason than to repay my advocate's kindness towards me, that I commit these words to paper. So begins the memoir of Roderick McRae, a 17-year-old crofter indicted on the charge of 3 brutal murders carried out in his native village of Culdooie in Ross-shire, on the morning of 10th of August, 1869. It is not my intention to unduly detain the reader, but a few preparatory remarks may provide a little context to the material collected here. Those readers who prefer to proceed directly to the documents themselves are, of course, free to do so. In the spring of 2014, I embarked on a project to find out a little about my grandfather.